Hello and welcome back to Get Help with Dad. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. And Hal is a writer and a football player in common. They have a lot of anxiety with a rough draft. Okay, it's Thursday, so Thoughtful Thursday. I'm going to give you some tips on how to work with your kiddos to pick some NCAA tournament brackets. And I had some 5 tips. I was reading a couple different articles about it, and this is what we figured out. So, number one, the goal is to have around 50 wins. They looked back at, I think, a few thousand different brackets, and what they noticed is overall, the whole game, I think there's over 150 games, 160 games. If you can get 50, around 50 or 60 right, you are in the high percentage of winning your bracket. So that's kind of the goal, is to get that. And you can get a lot in the first round. Just remember, and tip number two, remember, it's all about the national championship game. So whichever two teams you really think are going to get there, that's probably one of the most important parts that you have. And then the second most important was kind of obvious, but the having these teams get there, your Elite Eight, and then your Final Four picks. So if you pick those correctly, that's another kind of like 20-some games that you definitely are going to win. And the last part is, don't stress about the early rounds. Picking those first-round upsets, for the most part, it's a wash. A lot of them don't make past the second round. If you have Elite Eight and you have the Final Four team, you're actually in really, really good shape. Majority of us kind of get washed out after the Final Four happens. So, sit down with your kiddos. Pick those brackets. You can have total fun with it. Sometimes you just pick their favorite color, or sometimes you actually watch some of the games with a little older and you have some fans. It's a lot of fun. It's a great time to spend time with your kids, so check it out. I'll leave you with a joke. Where do wasps like to get lunch? At a bistro. Stay focused. Thanks for listening. Keep kicking ass, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya!